The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thank you for joining me. I have three things I want to talk about in the first part of our show. This week in real estate, what our experience as a team has been. And then I'm very pleased to invite my daughter, Shelby, who's a professional artist and author, to join us to chat about art in the home and how art in the house helps us live and why it's important to us. She'll also chat a little bit about her artwork, and I'm very pleased to introduce her to you as an audience. Actually, you've heard her before if you've been listening to the show previously, because she was on a recording called Senior Moments. It is just a wonderful radio theater piece, which we're going to start airing this week on the second half of today's show. So very happy to have Shelby Stewart. Shelby, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's really great to see you, Shelves. Of course, I miss you. You're up in Beverly, Massachusetts, where you reside and you practice your work. And you've been a professional artist pretty much your entire life. Well, I didn't pay you for the art you gave me. So maybe you were an amateur artist, but the quality of the work that you were doing at 7 and 8 was darn amazing. As your dad, if you don't mind me saying.
You know, it might be a little biased, but I'll take it.
You took that to college and you went to Orvieto in Italy to study art, and you've been practicing, and you're, as I believe, you spend something like 7 to 10 hours a day working on your art, and you have subscribers that follow you. So you have an understanding of artwork, and you have a knowledge of the history of art. And today I wanted to ask you about, in real estate, we're selling houses consistently, and a lot of times there is art on the walls, and art sometimes can attract or distract from the house. I wanted to get your opinion on how you see the importance of artwork in a home.
Right. So having blank walls in a home is honestly aesthetically very boring. If you're looking at a blank wall all the time, it's the same thing over and over and over again. And you often hear the phrase, staring at a paint on the wall drying. It's boring for a reason. There's no change. There's nothing. But when you have art on the wall, there are emotions being depicted to you. There are lines and there are angles and perspectives, emotions and colors, different mediums that artists present to you that while you're working at home, especially during COVID-19, you can stare onto the wall and kind of distract yourself, refresh your mind with the emotions that it's depicting to you. I myself have a lot of art on the walls that help me to break away for a moment, to come back to my work refreshed and anew. And it is just a lot more aesthetically nice to see art on the wall.
Yes, I'll never forget Mrs. Trainer. She was a delightful past client of mine. She's still very much a friend. And I walked into her home the first time. She had something like 100 photos and art kind of all over the place. And it was a distraction from seeing the home. So we can have too much art. If anybody ever ate at Hausner's restaurant in Baltimore when it was still around, that restaurant was art on every corner and every place in the entire. And that was kind of the fun of going to that restaurant, as you look around and see art everywhere. There's no moral choice in this. This is more about the balance of, as you say, seeing something that's nice, that draws you in and that makes you feel. And a lot of the art that we see in residential real estate staging now is this very modern, very much a mood-oriented art, almost Rothko-esque kind of style. And I think if you're selling a home, I recommend, based on the experience with my stagers, is to have one piece of art per wall when you're selling your home, so that the wall doesn't become something that draws you in too much. You see a piece of art, and if it catches with your eye, that's great. If not, move on.
Right. Actually, in art, one of the concepts for art is to have a focal point. So if a piece of art is too busy, if there are too many elements, there's too much for your brain to comprehend and focus on, and you end up being overwhelmed. So if you have one or two pieces on your wall, considering that your wall is itself a canvas space, then you have one focal point or two focal points that you can easily let your eyes rest on instead of being overstimulated with so many things to look at.
In fact, a lot of times the windows in a house present the artwork of nature that's outside, and that is the focal point. I was at someone's home this past weekend, and they look out into a forest and down into a park, and that wall is just the window because that is the art. And frankly, the aesthetic, the emotional, the drawing, the grounding that sometimes we feel in our homes can come from looking outside and looking at art on the inside and the way the tones of paint. Thank you for your insight, Shelby. Shelby, you're a professional artist, and you are commissioned for work and have done well, and you're working and making a living at it, which is pretty incredible. So I'm very, very proud of you, dear. I wanted to give you a chance just to share if anybody's listening and would like to see what Shelby's doing and maybe even commission her for a piece of work, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, you can find me on a couple of different social medias. The most notable would be Instagram. I'm most known as Shelbopoly.
Like Monopoly, also, but Shelbopoly.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then if you would like to support me through monetary means, I'm also on patreon.com through the name Luminations. And that is a monthly subscription where you get to see exclusive art that I don't share anywhere else. You pay a small fee every month, and you can even get small free sketches as a reward for that.
Okay. And that's... that is Patreon, patreon.com, and Luminations is Luminations.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, by all means, and you finished your first novel, and you're in the third edit now of Young Heroine, 350-page novel, which I've read. Thank you for giving me permission. And it's very good. I'm very excited for you. And you don't have it published yet and don't have a publisher or editor yet, but you're ready now to take that step. And I'm very excited to see not only the story come to life for the readers, but also the artwork that you're putting into that. So, and as I understand it, you've got a couple sequels already organized and all the maps driven for the world you've created, and it's pretty awesome. So,
yes, I do.
Wonderful. Well, Shelbs, it's been great to have you on the show. It's great to see you this morning. It is a Patreon, patreon.com, Luminations, Luminations, if you want to see her style of work. And you can, for $5 or $10 or $15 or $20 a month, you can subscribe. And as she said, you get special open doors to see things as well as sketches and things like this. So, and then on Instagram, you're at Shelbopoly. So, all right, dear. Well, have a great, great rest of your day. God bless you. And I'll see you soon. Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. All right. Bye. So let's turn our attention now to what happened in real estate this past week. If you've been listening to my show for the last year, once COVID lifted and the way the market has taken off, everybody is now talking about how the market is acting and that listings are the name of the game. And when I first got into real estate in 87, this is 33, almost 34 years now, I've been selling homes. That was the first thing I learned. Listings are the name of the game. When you have the home to sell, then as a real estate agent, you have the opportunity to generate the interest for that house. And that's the main goal of a listing agent. It's not for that agent to necessarily show the home. They may, if they can generate a buyer for themselves, but it's about disseminating information and telling the story to draw all the interest that's possible out in the public. And I often say, it's important to change the lure on the hook when you're describing a property if you're not getting the results that you want. Right now, you have to think way ahead of where the market is going in order to price your home correctly, or you have to give enough time to generate the offers you're going to get. Just sold a home in McLean, Virginia, which we listed for $2 million. It's a very nice luxury home. And generated an offer ultimately that got the property at $2,150,000. Now, generating that offer required skill and marketing and the proper preparation with two-dimensional and three-dimensional tours and that kind of thing. Well, it's time for me to bring Stuart Rosenthal in from the Beacon newspaper. Stuart, good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
What do you have for us this week?
Well, in our health section, we have, as you know, every month, a column written by a pharmacist named Susie Cohen. So this month, she has a very interesting column on four natural antihistamines. two foods and two other supplements that actually can help one deal with allergy symptoms, apparently. One of them is ginger, which, of course, is well known for a lot of other good health aspects. It's good for digestion and whatnot. But it also is a histamine blocker. And then there's thyme, the spice, that seems to have also the ability to block histamine release in the mast cells, which are what causes the allergy reaction. She also says vitamin C, which I didn't realize, is known to be helpful, that people who are deficient in vitamin C have a higher risk of allergies. So that's another reason why that might be helpful. And finally, something called quercetin, which is a naturally occurring antioxidant, which also relieves allergy symptoms.
Oh, I'd say. Fascinating. Read about it in the Beacon newspapers at thebeaconnewspapers.com or pick up a free copy at over 1,500 locations around the metro area. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
We're going to segue into the second half of the show shortly, and don't go anywhere because I'll chat about how we won in a multiple contract scenario, and we'll introduce the Senior Moments Radio Theater.